Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Performance.
Oh, I'm bad. I'm nationwide.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're very excited about having our good friend Joel Barker back on the show. Joel is one of the top futurists of our time, the author of Future Edge, also Five Regions of the Future. His latest film is called Innovation at the Verge, and he's our good friend Joel Barker. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Great to be back.
Good to have you back. Joel's always bringing us interesting things that are coming at us in the future. And Joel, I want to get right to this one that I'm fascinated about. It's called Planetary Limits, and it's a way of looking at how our planet limits are being established by the ecosystem. Is that right?
Well, that's part of it. Part of it is how we are interfering with the ecosystem. And so the issue that it actually started with a conversation in 2009 in Copenhagen, where a group of scientists and policymakers and other just thoughtful people said, let's get together and see if we can at least take a look at the extreme points that we can go before we really do damage. And they had a kind of key areas of concern. One is climate change, of course, because everybody's worried about that. Second is this is how this works. It's a result of the CO2 in the air is the acidification of the ocean, because the carbon dioxide is being mixed with the water, and out of that you create an acid, carbonic acid, right?
Right.
The thinning of the ozone, so that's environmental. Intervention of the nitrogen and phosphate cycles, which is critical to plant growth, and what they meant by that is we have added a tremendous amount of nitrogen
from fertilizer
to this system. Yeah, exactly. That would not have been there naturally.
But it's, at the same time, though, part of that was done to feed people, to feed humans.
Absolutely. No, they're not knocking it. They're just simply saying these are the things we have to look at because, for instance, is it possible that we put too much nitrogen in it?
Unintended consequences. We're not trying to find bad guys here. We're just trying to look at the reality.
Exactly. Then conversion of wilderness to farms and cities.
Yeah.
Extinctions of animals. And here, one of the things that they're really interested in is the little ones. The little animals that look like they're trivial when they really aren't, and then the buildup.
They're all part of an ecosystem.
Yep, exactly, and they're all affecting the ecosystem. Mm-hmm. See, I mean that's because the last two things are looking.
Well, they're also canaries.
Yeah, well, canaries.
I'm saying canaries in the mine shaft.
Yeah,
meaning if a little bug can't live or a little mouse can't live. You know, what is that telling us about us?
Exactly. And so what they're saying is this is our best shot to get started. Ambiguous, you know, some of the stuff is just the first cut. But what's good is we're taking the cut. That it's important. I had the really neat experience. Dennis Meadows, who was one of the co-authors of Limits to Growth back in the 70s, happened to be my next-door neighbor growing up. Mm-hmm. And so he was nice enough to, he actually was crucial in me becoming a futurist because he invited me to Copenhagen to study the limits to growth model. So if you go back to the 70s, you'll see that there was an attempt by scientists to try and figure out these limits.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're getting much closer to saying that we can actually put some relatively hard numbers on these things.
Well, I'm interested in this, and I know, folks, I know you're getting a little frightened, and Joel and I are almost sounding like we're agreeing on environmental things, but the thing is, I'm very much interested in this, especially if it can be done in a thoughtful way, in a way that doesn't make businesses the enemy,
right.
You know, that doesn't make economies the enemy, that doesn't make humans the enemy, and that is approached in a non-religious way.
Right. Here's the metaphor for this, which I thought was cute from one of the researchers. He said, we are basically, in terms of planetary limits right now, he said, we are moving through a fog toward the edge of a cliff. If you were driving a car that way, you would slow down.
Mm-hmm.
You would might even get out and walk a little bit just to make sure that you don't hit the edge before you know where it
right.
is, so you don't want to put the brakes on. There's an institute called the Breakthrough Institute, which is a, by the way, strong conservative institute.
Mm-hmm.
But they've gotten into the conversation in a very, what you said, in a smart, thoughtful way.
Right.
In that they're trying to say also when we're looking at these things, we should distinguish between global situations like the acidification of the oceans.
Right.
And local situations that are really bad one place but not bad another
mm-hmm.
place, so that we don't hurt one locality because another locality.
So we're going to continue to keep you posted on this research, folks. But start looking for it yourself. Start looking for the planetary limits discussion. You'll see this. I bet you'll start seeing this in publications now more and more. So check that out. Right back with Joel Barker of Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.